Hi there, welcome back to lesson four. Are you ready for it? The biggest manifesting secret ever. What every master manifester needs to know, but no one thinks to tell you because we're all about what we want, what we're looking for, what we're drawing in, what we're receiving. We don't talk about gratitude. Gratitude is the most powerful prayer there ever was and ever will be. You can't trump the emotion of gratitude. You cannot. I don't care how hard you try. I don't care what else there is. Gratitude is absolutely the most powerful tool to manifest more of what you already have and what you want in your life. So here's the thing. What makes you happy right now? And we just want you to take a moment and just write that down. What makes you happy? Is it a materialistic thing? Is it an award? Is it a dream car? Is it a house? Is it the person that holds your hand? Let yourself just take a moment and what makes you happy? But let me spin your mind a little bit and tell you it's not the thing that brings us joy, the happiness at the grandest level. But the feeling, remember in the last lesson we talked about the feeling? It's not the thing, it's the feeling. It's not the car, it's how you feel when you drive the car. It's not the person, it's how you feel when you look at the person and how they make you feel in turn. It's not the house, it's how you feel when you walk into the house. And that is gratitude. And the most important of all the feeling of gratitude is that it will bring more joy into your life. Gratitude is the deepest feeling of joy that you experience when you reflect at what has happened to you. It's a belief that everything that's happened to you is what you manifested and called for consciously and unconsciously that you wanted for your own good, to glorify your experience here in this lifetime and to experience your own greatness. Gratitude is being thankful for every bit that you've encountered. It is the trust. It is the acceptance. It is the approval. It is the powerful thought that you feed into your mind for all that you want to create in your life and believing to be true to you. There's no longing. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no uncertainty. There's just love, trust, faith, certainty. The more grateful you are for what you have, the more grateful you will be. This is why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You see, I was doing it all wrong. I had this like vacuum of manifestation happening. I'm in my 20s and I'm driving around in this shitty life that I'm experiencing. And my husband's an alcoholic and he's abusive and I'm a single mom. I'm looking out at everyone else thinking, why? Why don't I have nice things? Why couldn't I have been born into a rich family? Why? I'm stuck in this like victim thoughts that go over and over and over again. I'm not grateful for anything because I really feel like I have nothing, even though I did have something. I had an incredible family. I had beautiful children. I had a nice little condo. I had a nice little townhouse. I was always okay. I had enough food. I had chairs to sit on. I had clothing on my body. And because I was never focusing on grateful, I was always focusing on loss and comparisons. I was just running and running and running around and continuing to experience more crap, more shit in my life. I was drawing more alcoholics, more abusers to me, more negativity to me. And I was swallowed in that and suffocated in it. The key lies within you. It's within you. It's not outside of you. To realize who you truly are and who you truly aren't has everything to do with gratitude. Can you be grateful for everything that has happened to you till now? I had to be grateful for the alcoholic. I had to be grateful for the abuse. There were bigger purposes behind those moments. Can you embrace every aspect of you? Good, bad, ugly, guilty, fearful, embarrassed. Acknowledged, unacknowledged. Can you embrace every part of it? My abusive father, my ignoring mother, my own struggles, my own insecurities. Can I embrace it all? And if you can't, try with at least one gratitude a day. Just try with one thing to make a shift, because it is difficult. And I know that it is. It's difficult to say, wow, I'm so grateful my dad beat the crap out of me. But today I am grateful. Because I don't beat the crap out of people in my life because of it. I'm a better person for what happened to me, and I continue to get better. I continue to strive forward. I continue to rise up. I went through so much since 2015. It was a nightmare to lose my mom. My body, my mind, my emotional, I shut down. I broke to the breaking of all breaking. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful it happened the way that it did. I'm grateful that she lets me know every single day that she's with me. I'm grateful for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the trauma, it all. I'm here today. And because I'm here today, my health is blossoming. My relationships are amazing. I'm evolving and I'm manifesting to my highest potential. I see my family coming together to build something now that's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm still me at the core of my being. I'm no longer letting anyone tell me who I am because I'm so good being me. That is gratitude. You cannot trump this emotion. It is the biggest manifesting secret. It is the thing that while you're feeling every day and taking a moment to feel how you'll feel driving that new truck, take a moment to be grateful for the piece of shit that you're driving today. Take a moment to realize I have one that gets me from point A to point B, and then trust the universe to bring it to you. I promise you, you can manifest absolutely anything that you want to bring into your life. You have the power, you have the ability, you have the energy, and you have the connection with the universe to do so. You just have to believe, you just have to do it the right way, and you just have to be grateful for it all. I hope you enjoyed this course. I know you're going to love the next lesson where my daughter Melissa is going to take you through a powerful meditation.